Welcome into this edition of the Ballin' Out Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan. Tonight, don't have Swanee, but I got one better. Got the current offensive lineman on the 2024 Vols, Dane Davis, with me tonight. How you doing tonight, Dane?
Doing great. Appreciate you having me.
Hey, buddy. I'm glad you're on with me tonight and willing to hang out with me for a little while. So, man, I just want to talk about spring practice with you. I know you got some other stuff going on and whatnot, too. So, I'm ready to dive into it. How about you?
Let's do it.
All right, buddy. Man, I know as a football fan, as football fans in general, we're ready to see you guys take the field this fall, man. How excited are you boys to strap it on this fall and whoop some ass?
Coming up, man, a week earlier than what it was last year, so not as long as a wait, but man, fall camp will be here before you know it, end of July, and then strap it up, man.
That's it, buddy. I'm looking forward to it, man. You and I have texted back and forth a few times, and I'm looking forward to it, dude. Y'all got the tools to do whatever you need to do this year, and I think you guys can do it. It's going to be a fun season, buddy. So as far as you go as a player, man, what was your main focus this spring? Like, what was one thing you were like, you know what, I'm going to hit the weight room this year. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. What was the one thing this year that you were like, I'm going to make sure this is the most improved aspect of my game?
Yeah, probably definitely started with mobility, keeping the most mobile in my ankles, my knees, hips, just as I get older, it's 6th year coming up. So making sure I'm staying strong, but also staying very mobile and strong in those very mobile positions. So, making sure the ankles stay loose, hips stay loose, knees stay loose, just all of the above. And then as a leader, even further, bringing those young guys along, had a good freshman class coming in, and they're going to have to back us up at some point this year, and they're going to have to be ready. So getting those guys caught up to speed too.
Right. Man, speaking of those younger guys, who are some of the younger guys, either side of the ball, really, that you're looking forward to seeing on the field this year and looking forward to sharing the field with?
Yeah, Gage Ginther's going to be a really good player. William Satterwhite's got a lot of tenacity, going to be a really good player. Got to put some weight on, but hey, that's part of it. And then Jesse Perry's going to be a really good player. So really looking forward to those guys and all the rest of the young guys too, just stepping up a big role this year and then the years coming.
Absolutely, man. One thing that everybody has talked about this year, as far as what I've seen in spring practice, Lance Hurd, what's the thought on him? Like everybody's like, man, he's mammoth. Like what's everybody's thought on him? I've seen him. He's a big guy, but
yeah.
How's he progressed this year?
Super athletic, super powerful. Got long arms, knows how to use them. He's definitely going to help us this year, for sure. I didn't classify him as a young guy. He's gelled with us old guys pretty quick. So, but yeah, he's a sophomore, and he doesn't look like it. So, definitely looking forward to what he can bring and help this O-line room this year.
Right. Man, I mean, honestly, let's just call it what it is. You guys are – like the lifeblood of the offense, because if you guys aren't, where you need to be at, and you have been for the last couple of years, the offense don't go like it needs to go. So that makes me happy, because as a bigger guy, I like watching you guys get out there and hit somebody in the mouth. That's just fun. You know what I mean?
No doubt. No doubt, man. So all starts up front. Front five got to be set before anybody else can get set, before the ball can get snapped. So tempo is determined by us. Getting up there, getting set, knowing where the defense is at. If it changes, cool with that too. And just rolling off the ball, putting somebody on their back, man, every play. And as long as that happens, offense is going to go.
Serving up them pancakes, buddy. You've mentioned it before, man. So this is one thing I've always kind of wondered, because you're the only current player we've ever had on the show. As you've been here, the longer you've been here, does it seem like the offense to you speeds up any, the pace as far as that goes? Not how things are done, but the pace. Does it seem like it speeds up to you any, or the longer you're here, is it just like, well, this is par for the course?
Yeah, the longer you're here, I feel like it definitely slows down for you. The more you know the offense, the easier it is for you to, just know where everything's going to be, know where everything's probably headed towards based off of defense, look you get. So the older you get, it slows down for you. Certainly when you first get here as a freshman, under Hype's offense, it's going to be, running around like a chicken with your head cut off, like not knowing where you're going. And that's a lot of the looks you see on young guys' faces. It's like, what in the world am I doing? And it's like, just take it day by day, you'll get it. And with the spring, a lot of those young guys couldn't grasp it. And then those final 5-6 practices, you finally saw them start clicking. And that's the look you want to see with them. And, a young guy coming in is going to have some struggles early, but just got to help them along. And once they click, it's like the wheels are on the car, man. It's going to go. So.
Right. It's kind of like the wheels on the bus. They just keep going round and round. Y'all, I'll tell you this, man. Like I was excited for 2022. I felt like, that year you guys were going to take the next step because the first, 2021, man, it was so fun to watch you guys, and then 2022 rolls around. Y'all go out, you beat Bama, you beat Florida. I think that, man, you guys have got me hyped for this year. Like, legit. I know as fans, everybody's like, man, Nico. How excited are you guys to be on the field with Nico this year? Like, for a full season, that Citrus Bowl, that was fun to watch you guys. I mean, hell, man, y'all are still scoring on Iowa. But this year, it was like this upcoming year, everybody's losing their mind over Nico. And, it's like there's a little bit of hype built up around it. No, not a little bit. There's a lot. But, what's everybody's thoughts on, Nico and his leadership and this, that, and the other for this upcoming year?
Yeah, Nico has challenged a lot this spring to grow as a leader, have command in the huddle, just, being able to rally all the troops. If things go bad, hanging in there. If things go good, staying calm, just having an even keel, not getting too high, not getting too low, and just taking command of the huddle, being a bigger leader with his presence on and off the field with a lot of guys. Nico by nature is a quieter guy, so just getting him to speak up, have a bigger presence, and I feel like he's definitely done that through spring ball, and looking forward to rocking out with him between the checkerboard, man.
Buddy, it's gonna be a fun year, man. Just I mean, man, you guys got this is one of those years, man. Y'all have so many weapons this year, it seems like. Tight ends loaded, wide receivers loaded. You got some guys to help you on the backside of that, the depth chart on that offensive line. Nico, just it's going to be a fun year for you guys, man. I'm so excited to see what you guys do with it. So one thing though, like your road schedule this year, man, you guys go to Norman early. You've got a trip to Georgia and a trip to Fayetteville this year. What is the one place you're like, man, I can't wait to go play there that you've not played at yet?
Haven't played at Norman, haven't played at Arkansas. Obviously, Arkansas, they've got all the bells, whistles, whatever they do, all that stuff. So that'll probably be loud. No, Oklahoma will be loud. So really, man, just season gets here. You take it week by week. You can't look ahead because you got somebody coming wanting to chop you in the mouth every week. So, man, just taking it week by week and looking forward to facing off against Chat, go to Charlotte for NC State, and, take it after there.
That NC State game, man, I'm kind of looking forward to seeing Hype wear that old leather helmet. They do that every year for that game in Charlotte. That'll be fun. Yeah. They announced the kickoff for that 7:30, so Vol fans be ready for that one, if you know what I'm saying.
Up and rowdy, baby.
Yes, sir. That's one thing about it, man. We always show up and show out. You can't take that from us.
can't deny the orange in the seat.
That's it, man. That's it. I mean, look no further than the Citrus Bowl this year. That was a home game for you guys, basically.
No doubt.
You guys get the meat of the schedule this year, though, at home. You got Florida, Bama, Kentucky, and on the back end of that, is it Miss State, I want to say?
Yeah, Miss State, yeah.
I think it's Miss State.
Yeah.
That's the first time in, like, we've talked about it on here before. That's the first time in, like, I want to say maybe 60 years or so you've had those three – or you've had four straight SEC conference home games. That's gotta feel good, because that's, you know, in years past, man, that October slate for the Vols have been brutal. Brutal. Yeah. So that's gotta feel good for you guys, man.
Anytime we get to play in front of 100,000 in Knoxville, it's always gonna be a good night. So man, looking forward to that. Have a Chicken England game sprinkled in there somewhere, you know, the blackout wherever it falls. So those are always fun to play in, man. But regardless of what colors on the jersey, what colors are in the stands, and how they're patterned, man, we're going to come out on Saturdays ready to hit somebody in the mouth. So, looking forward to it.
Tell you what, that's the best part about talking to you guys, man. I mean, like, even at the orange and white game, this, that, and the other, you can ask any of your teammates a question, and you guys are like, y'all are the best part about this, and that as a fan, that really makes us pull for you guys even harder. Because you guys appreciate us as much as we appreciate y'all.
For sure.
I got to tell you, man, that Alabama game this year up here, that's the one we're all looking forward to. Hopefully you get to have a couple more cigars this year. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
That Florida game, though, man, that's – everybody's talked about – that game and the Oklahoma game being the swing game for you guys. Man, you guys go out and handle business this year. I feel like the Vols are a top 12 team at the very least. We've talked about it before. You guys have the tools, man. If you guys go out and do it, you got it. I think y'all will. I have no doubt you guys can do it.
No doubt.
So this spring, really going back to the Citrus Bowl, we kind of watched you guys, and everybody watched you guys in the Orange Bowl. The defense, I think, is what's going to help you guys a lot this year. James Pierce, dude, that dude is a man child. He is a man child, straight up. Like, so on the other side of the ball, because you got to practice against them, who's the one guy that you're like, man, outside of James Pierce? Who's the one guy that you've been most impressed with this past spring?
Omar Norton-Lott's really good. Obviously, you said James. He's going to make a lot of money regardless. Omar's super technique, you know, dialed in with his hands. I don't know how he does it, but always trying to find O-lineman's wrists, lift them off. It gets really annoying when you get your wrist grabbed as an O-lineman because there's really nothing you can do. You know, you imagine just – sitting there like this, and it's like, man, we can't really do much now. Omar had a really good spring. Big E, immovable object for the most part. So really looking forward to those guys. Big O inside, Tyree West, Dom Bailey, all those guys, man. D-line had a really good spring. Was always great going against those guys. Scrimmages, practices, always strapping it up, going against those guys, helping coach each other. You know, when we see something that they could do better against us, or if they see that we could do something better with our hands or our body placement, just that's what's good about having a good core group of old O-linemen and a good core group of old D-linemen is all of us are fairly, you know, experienced and are able to give not only each other advice, but the younger guys as well. So was a really good spring for us.
Yeah, you guys kind of get to critique each other, you know, and say, hey, because here's the thing, man, on either side of the ball, you guys have, you know, top three talent in the conference, and that matters. I mean, I don't care what anybody says, that matters, obviously. But it's good to practice against that because for years, man, we didn't have that here. We did not have that type of talent. And it's good to see that, you know, you guys are – and we didn't have that type of coaching. It's good to see that the coaching is helping you guys develop, and it's good to see that you guys help get to help each other develop going forward. Like, that says a lot, you know. I mean, it says a lot about the leadership, and it says a lot about the coaching staff and this, that, and the other. I mean, you guys, I'm 34 years old. I've not had a coaching staff that gets me excited like this in a long time, because I don't ever doubt what you guys are going to put on the field. Like, I don't ever doubt that hype's going to have you guys ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure. That's the best part about watching you guys, because you guys always come out, y'all have no quit in you. And that's awesome to see.
No doubt.
So this is something I've always kind of wondered. Halftime rolls around in the middle of a game. What's the one thing that hype does that you guys are like, you know what, we got to go out here, we got to finish this game strong, we got to get this win, or we got to make this comeback? What's the one thing he can do or he can say to you guys that are, and you don't have to answer this, I've always kind of wondered as a fan, where you guys come out and you're like, you know what, we're going to go, we're going to finish this, and we're going to get this dub.
Man, halftime's really a blur. As O-linemen, and I know most other position groups do it, but, you know, I'm obviously not halftime wandering around what everybody else is doing. But halftime's just a chance to get your breath back under you, get your legs back under you a little bit, you know, shoot a couple caffeine shots and hit back out, man. Halftime's really not that long. As a player, you come in, sit down, coaches discuss what they're seeing on the field with the box, and we discuss second half play calls, and we're back out on the field. Short little message from hype, you know, get ready to get back on them, and we're back out on the field. So get a little quick warm up in, get on the bike for a second, and you're back out there. So halftime's not really much. Halftime's just get in, get your feet under you, get a couple caffeine shots, see a couple drawings, get back to it.
Right. So far, what's been your favorite outside of Alabama? What has been your favorite post-game moment?
You said outside of Alabama?
Outside of Alabama, because I think that's everybody's favorite post-game. I mean.
Man, I don't know. They're all so similar. Alabama's just such an outlier. Like, so much right. Going through the head after that. Like, it's hard to differentiate others or put others even close to it, if you know what I mean. I would definitely say Florida in 22 was right. Really good. Just nobody stormed the field, but it's like 100,000 stayed where they were at for 30 minutes after the game. It's like, you know, we go over and do our little thing with the band and they play Rocket Top for the last time before we wrap it up. It's, and everybody's still in their seats. Obviously fans doing the Gator Chomp and all that stuff. That's up there. There's so many games after, you know, when you just go out and pummel somebody 50 to zip, it's kind of hard not to come in and do a little dance or something in the locker room. So,
right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That game's such an outlier. It's hard to put anything up there close to it, but, you know, 2024 Alabama might be close to it or better. So looking forward to it.
And the next victory over Alabama is always the best one. You know what I mean? No. So, We've had you on before. The one thing that I'm kind of disappointed, I forgot to ask you, who's your favorite NFL team? Like, who is the team for you?
As a kid, my dad's always been a big Steelers fan. So, black and gold, baby. You know, waving the terrible towel, all that stuff. So I'm hoping to take him up to a game here soon. You know, after. You know, whether I go there in the NFL, that'd be sweet. But, you know, wherever the phone rings, that's where we're going to go. So, growing up, always been a Steelers fan. Followed Peyton Manning for a little bit. Was a Broncos fan. Was a Colts fan. But for the most part, it's been Steelers.
Hey, that's not a bad team to follow, man. They're Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season up there. So
no doubt.
There you go. You know, if they're nothing else, they're consistent. You can see back here behind me, I'm a Packers fan. I'm a Packer backer. So
big cheesehead.
Hey, I've got them. I've got cheeseheads. I've got legit cheeseheads. So, you know, I wear them on Sundays sometimes, you know. So what kind of we're friends on Facebook, all that. I've seen your NIL deals. You like to fish a lot. So what kind of NIL stuff you got out there right now?
Yeah, just signed a new deal with Old Boy Outfitters out of Knoxville. So you can go to oldboyoutfitters.com and shop some of their stuff. We got a real cool game day hat. That's all over my social media that we've kind of come out with. A little white and gray camo with a orange cord around the bill and an orange and white logo with the Tennessee State symbol there, and says Old Boy on it. So coming out with a big boy product too. So I'm going to call it the Big Old Boy line. And, you know, for all us big guys that have to shop at Ross and all these other TJ Maxx and place to find stuff to fit, you know, I've been wearing this Tennessee gear. Now I'm going to get me some good stuff from Old Boy Outfitters, 4X. So, you know, big guys got to get some love at some point. So going to push that out. Going to have a game day hat. Going to have a lot more stuff coming in the UT Orange. So head over to my social medias. Instagram's _DaneDavis. Twitter's BigDane_Davis. Head on over there and be on the lookout for some new Old Boy Outfitter stuff.
Heck yeah, man. I'll definitely partake in that because I'm a bigger boy myself.
You can use discount code OldBoyDane for 10% off. Give you a little tax deduct right there.
Hey, heck yeah, dude! I'll take that all day. You're giving, I'm taking. I'll take that 10%. No doubt about it. Buddy, you've got a football camp coming up next month. Let's hear a little bit about that. I think I'm going to try to get my boy out to it. So let's hear a little bit about that. You tell us all about whatever, and we're here to listen for it.
So, a month away from yesterday, coming up June 15th at my alma mater, Sullivan East High School in Bluff City. It's about an hour and a half northeast of Knoxville. So I'm going to have it up there at Sullivan East. This is the third year we're doing it. I've been fortunate enough to be able to do it the last 2 years. A couple guys I bring up. Just teach kids the fundamentals of football, get them in position specific wherever they want to go, you know, not forcing a kid to play O-line or forcing a kid to play quarterback, wherever they want to go, they're going. So, going to have a lot of guys up there looking forward to it. That's June 15th. You can register at danedavisfootballcamp.eventbrite.com. And, we'll push that out obviously on both social medias. It's all over mine. And, I'll send it to you there. Like I said, June 15th at Sullivan East High School, it's going to start at 10:30. We'll have an autograph session. It's open to the public. If you're somebody that doesn't have a kid in camp, $25, come get signed from all the guys. Just some guys there this year, Dylan Sampson, Jabari Davis, there from the early 2000s, Gator Killer, Andre Carrick, Elijah Simmons, Brew McCoy will be there, Omari Thomas, Cooper Mays, Keenan Pilley, Charlie Browder, Jackson Lampley, Gaston Moore, and Jake Merklinger.
Awesome, man. Well, I'll definitely shoot me the info on that. I'll make sure we get it out. Yeah. When I put this up on YouTube, I'll make sure I include the link and stuff in there for you. All that. I'll make sure. I'm actually helping coach my boys' football team this year. Last year, I did. Right. I was a spectator, and it was driving me crazy. I was like, man, I got to get out there. So I may see if I can't, get a couple of the, football parents to, sign theirs up for it and bring them up with me. So,
For campers, obviously you get the 2 hour camp, then we'll have the autograph session after, that'll be about an hour and a half, but we'll make sure everybody gets their autographs. And then after that, we've got Pizza Plus of Bluff City sponsoring lunch. So the kids will go home with pizza and a camp t-shirt and have their bellies full and hopefully be ready for a nap. I know parents love kids taking nap. So, but hopefully send them home with some stuff they can work on.
Oh man. Unfortunately,
make them better. So
sure. Absolutely, man. Unfortunately, mine are too old to take naps now. So it's like, well, guys, just lay down. Let's watch some TV, you know. But, hey, some of them younger cats, you know, cat nap on the way home, be a quiet ride home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt.
So, but, yeah, man, shoot me all that info on that. We'll share it out, and I'll make sure I put everybody on the tag list for that one. But buddy, I definitely appreciate you coming on with us tonight, giving us a little bit of your time. I know you said you had a busy couple of weeks. There were finals and everything. So I appreciate you fitting me in and, jumping on with us again, man.
No doubt. Appreciate you having me,
buddy. We're gonna end this one the way we always do, with a big old go Vols.
There we go. Go Vols.
Go Vols.